Let's see, we're continuing today in Meres Hashem and Perak Dalid in Shara Bitochen. And here the Mechaber says as follows. He says, Aval Perush HaChelek HaShlishi. So now we're talking about the third category in which a person has to have proper Bitochen. What does this refer to? Essentially, this refers to relationships, the people in our lives. He says, Vehem Inyone Ishto Ubanov Ubnei Beso Ukrova V'yohavav. So again, this refers to a category which is comprised of those matters which pertain to my wife, my children, the members of my household, my relatives, the people I like, the people I don't like, my acquaintances, people who are, quote unquote, above me, people who are below me. And here we're focusing again on the concept of bitachon, as it applies to these individuals. Now, again, so we're talking really about the concept of bitachon as it applies to other people in my life. Now, he explains, v'hu, she'ena adam nimlat me'echa mishnei dvarim. And this is actually an incredibly profound idea. It says, every person, literally translated, a person can't escape from one of the following two scenarios. What are the two possibilities in life? She'ei nochri. Ultimately, again, a person will be alone. Or he'll live amongst family and close ones. So like those are the two states of being in life. Either I'm alone or again, I'm part of a family unit. And here the Mechaber says something amazing. He says, if a person is alone, a person ultimately, again, it's actually so profound. If a person is alone, he should connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of his loneliness, and he should rely on God, he should rely on Hashem in this state of loneliness. Meaning what? In order to comfort himself, he should remind himself that at the end of the day, we're all estranged in this world, right? The neshama comes down to this world, and the neshama is also estranged in this world. And that people in general are called gerim, they're called strangers. The idea being that if we think about it, we're all just passing through. And as much as we think we're part of units, at the end of the day, we're often estranged, right? And we're often kind of alone and on our own. The neshama comes down to this world, and the neshama feels estranged from what it knew. The neshama was part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Chelek Elokami Ma'amamish. The neshama is mamish, a part of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The neshama comes down to this world, and suddenly again, it's totally estranged and separate. V'yachshu b'libo, ki kol mi sheyesh lo krov imbo. It's a very, very heavy idea. So the Mechaber says that a person should remind himself that even those, ultimately again, who have close ones in this world, will in a relatively short amount of time go back to being alone. Literally translated, neither a person's close one, right, his child will be able to help him, nor will they be able to connect with him. So what is the Mechaber saying over here? I mean, it's actually a very overwhelming idea, but at the end of the day, our relationships are temporal, right? In other words, you cannot hold on to your life relationships. And at the end of the day, when we leave this world, we don't necessarily have those relationships. Again, he's talking about how a person who is alone is supposed to find proper perspective. How should you find proper perspective if you are alone? And the way to do that, says the Mechaber, ultimately, is to reflect on this idea that on a certain level, everyone's alone, right? I come into this world, the neshama feels alone because it's far away from what it knew or from what it knows, right? And then at the end of the day, who do I have in this world? Otherwise, even if a person has loved ones, at the end of the day, you're responsible for you. And at the end of the day, no one can make things happen for you but you. So there's almost like a certain level of existential estrangement that every single person encounters in this world. So that's number one. So when a person is alone, so first of all, he should find solace in the fact that loneliness and aloneness, even though those two words mean different things, but both loneliness and aloneness are part of the fabric of the human condition. That's number one. Number two, v'yachshav achakach b'stalkus koven masam b'chavasam b'tzarchem me'alav. When a person doesn't have a family and they're alone, ultimately, again, they don't have the same level of responsibility to care for others. V'yachshuv ze tovo mitovos habori alov. Person should look at this as a type of chesed from Hashem. Mipnei shimiyah rodev achar inyanei olam utzrachav tiyeh yigi asa yoser kala alov. So this is actually interesting. He says, it's all a matter of perspective. If a person doesn't have a family, that also means that their responsibility is diminished. They don't have to provide in the same way for those who may be depending on them. As a result, if a person has less material responsibility in this world, we know that it ultimately means that they are freer to go ahead and pursue other matters in this world. And ultimately, again, if a person is spiritual and wants to prepare himself ultimately again for the world to come, being freed from certain material responsibilities obviously gives him more time to work on his ruchnius. So again, I just want to point out the Mechaber in no way is encouraging a person to be alone and to be without a family. But rather what he's talking about is that sometimes we find ourselves in situations in life that it could be we didn't even choose. But ultimately, again, this is the situation in which I find myself. What the Mechaber is trying to do is to create a certain sense of perspective. So if a person is indeed alone, number one, know that loneliness and aloneness are part of the fabric of the human condition. Everyone feels it. The neshama feels it. Number two, when a person is alone, they also don't have the same level of material responsibilities as one who is caring for a family would have. And because of that, that frees a person up to focus on ruchnius, on spirituality in a different way. Va'al kein, hayu aprushim barchim mikrovem vatem elaharim, kadei shi'ifan libosim la'avodas elokim. You find this, that the prushim, so he translates over here prushim as ascetics, right? Prushim were people who really try to get away from worldly matters in order to fully devote themselves to spirituality. Often, they would take leave of their families, right? They would go far away from home in order to be able to focus on their service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the times of prophecy, often prophets would leave home in order to be able to focus on their spiritual development. He goes on, Kimoshi Adata Me'inyan Elio Im Elisha Shnei Mar Alav Shnei Masar Tzmadim Lufana V'hu B'Shnei Masar Techevan Shem Ramaz Lo Elio B'Ma'at Remez Heven V'Amar Heven Oso V'Amar Eshaka No La'Biu Limi V'Elcha Acharecha V'Amar V'Yelech Achar Elio V'Eshar Seyu. So it's interesting that when Eliyahu HaNavi appeared to Elisha to ultimately take him as a disciple, so the Navi tells us that Elisha was busy with oxen. Literally 12 yokes were before him and he was with the 12th. The idea being that he had livestock to look after, right? He had livestock to look after. And ultimately, again, after that, what happens? Eliyahu goes ahead and puts his cloak over Elisha, right? Symbolic to show him that he was going to be a Navi as well. And what does Elisha say? Please let me kiss my father and my mother and I will follow you. Ultimately, again, it's incredible. So that Elisha realized in that moment to become a Navi, to become a disciple of Elio, he would have to leave everything material behind. So he said, let me just kiss my parents goodbye and I will follow you. A very dramatic Gemara. So the idea being, again, we're going to stop over here today, but the idea being that the Mechaber explains that when a person perhaps doesn't have the same level of familial responsibility, maybe they are alone, and as tragic as that often sounds, is it also creates opportunity for spiritual development. Suddenly a person is freed from those responsibilities which so often take up the majority of our time and strength and leave us unable to pursue spiritual things. If a person doesn't have that same level of familial responsibility, it opens the door for potentially greater spiritual development as well. And again, understand the Mechaber trying to give a person a state of perspective, right? That's what life is all about. Often I don't choose my circumstances, but I have to try to find the proper perspective. So we'll stop over here for today. We're not finished with this concept of loneliness. We'll come back to it in the Mi'ar Hashem tomorrow. Shkayach, everyone. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.